Hello, friends, and wishing you very happy holidays. It is the holiday season. It's a joyous time. It's a complex time. It's a wonderful time for children in the Christian faith. And today, because the main holiday is Christmas, along with New Year's and along with Hanukkah, I want to take one short teaching out of the Gospel according to Thomas, which are sayings attributed to Jesus, buried around 4th century AD as the early Christians were being persecuted, and dug up in the mid-20th century. So this is a very unedited, very close to the actual words of Jesus, and they are said to have been written down by his disciple Thomas. I also want to acknowledge that the Jesus who's speaking here is a Jew, and therefore everyone who's Jewish, this is not just a discussion of Christian and Christian faith. What I'm doing now is I'm looking at the mystical Jesus, who was a Jew, and what his message was. The particular logio saying from the text that I want to work with goes like this. Jesus is said to have said, "The man," and the word man is capitalized in this, which shows that it has a specific significance. So the man is like a wise fisherman who cast his net into the sea. He drew it up, and from the sea, full of small fish, among them he found a large and good fish. That wise fisherman, he threw all the small fish down into the sea. He chose the large fish without regret. Isn't it interesting that Jesus was teaching people who were fishermen, who lived near the edge of the sea? And he chose to use the metaphor of the ocean, the sea. What was he referring to? Carl Jung, the psychologist, used the sea, the ocean, as a metaphor for the deepest level of consciousness, what he referred to as the collective unconscious. Jesus is saying that when you reach deep into your consciousness, many things are there, many small fish. Many small fish, like thoughts and worries and day-to-day things. But that also, as you reach deep down in there, there is a large fish and a good fish. And that's the one you want to keep. He was trying to tell his disciples at the time that large fish, that good fish, was consciousness itself. In other words, don't identify with the little worries. Don't identify with the past stories. Our history, the things that happened to us in the past, are really important and to our sense of personal identity. But as we mature as spiritual individuals, we can't drive our identity from the past or derive our identity from our achievements or borrow our identity from what people think about us or believe about us or borrow our identity from what we have, our wealth or what we don't have, the things we own or don't own, the car we have or don't have. He was saying the deeper consciousness, that's the one you hold on to. That's the part of you that allows you to be in relationship to your hopes and fears, to all your future stories, to your judgments of yourself and of others, and to the history, the past of yourself or even of your community and tribe. So as we enter these holidays, and this is a teaching true for every day and valid for every day, let's try to remember to be quiet from time to time, to come back to our breath, to rest back into your breathing and your body, and to feel yourself differentiating that deeper consciousness from the thoughts and fears and worries and hopes and exasperations that are arising all the time out of our depths, but are not who we are in our depths. I'm really deeply appreciating and have for almost 40 years the wisdom of this text. And so for the first time, I'm actually going to offer a retreat based on studying the mystical Jesus. It's going to take place in April the 10th, 11th, and 12th in Golden, Colorado. I've wanted to do this all these many years, but I've never wanted to have my teaching associated with any specific religion. But in this instance, the Jesus of the Gospel, according to Thomas, is really a profound, important, great teacher of deep consciousness. So we'll come together to look at how meditative deepening, wordless prayer, which are the practices that teach us how to recognize that deep, that large and good fish. We'll come together and take a look at living some of these teachings, how to breathe them, how to practice them. I look forward to meeting some of you there. And in the meantime, again, I wish you truly loving and fulfilling and conscious holidays. Be wise and be free.